The gifts, not only the prophet's ministry, but the whole nine. Listen to me now. I'm going to do some teaching about it later on, but I'm going to make just a statement here. The gifts of the Spirit, or Brother Hagin said, maybe says a better way of saying the manifestation of the Spirit. which is given to the church, nine of them. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, special faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, tongue, interpretation of tongue. That's all nine of them. And what we have done with that, and we said, got this thinking in our mind, and this is what the Spirit of God is doing, is straightening us out. We are thinking that the only time that to work when we gather like this. But that's you. We are the church everywhere we go, and you should be open to the manifestation of the Spirit wherever you go. The Spirit told Philip, this unit was only way back to where? His homeland. Go join yourself to him. Told him. That was the gift of the Spirit. He didn't know about that unit. And they were nowhere close to a church building. That man was in a chariot, headed right. You don't bring chariots up in the building. I don't think you do. I don't know what they did. But he was on the way back to his homeland. He'd been to Jerusalem to worship. And he would read in Isaiah. My point is, we got to learn how to yield to the Spirit. He the one give the utterance. If you would be willing to speak it, he'll bring it up in your mind. And many times, prophecy start out with me with one word. Two or three. That's all it is. I don't know what I'm going to say. And I know I like to know everything before I say anything. But that's why that's why the scripture said prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. And I guess that's why people not prophesying, they don't have any proportion. And that's not a put down, we just need to wake up. Am I teaching anybody anything tonight? So you're intelligent, but you letting these things, this superficial that you've been hanging around, interfere with your yielding to the Holy Spirit. See, we got to get away from this superficial world, because it's all that you see, and all these guys think they're so mighty in the news media, in the political world, all the other things arena, in the law, what they call drug lords, and all these, they think they're so mighty and powerful. If they don't get born again, they're going to be shocked for the rest of their life. They're going to spend a place where they'll be cursing themselves and saying all kind of stuff. What a crazy fool I was when that man came there. I thought you a little old jerk. Came and tried to tell me about Jesus. And I cursed him and I told him, get out of my faith. And he's going to say, what a fool I was. See, all that stuff. And you can see, and just because it got money flowing in it, that don't make it right. What make it right? God said it and God is in it. That's when you know it's right. Money, a lot of money, a lot of people don't make things right. God is right before there was a lot of people. Are we communicating tonight? Hallelujah. So we have learned how to get over ourselves and stop allowing the devil to beat you down because you had some mess up in your life. And here he pounding on you, say you ain't no good because you did this. Where's grace? Where's mercy? Where's repentance? Where's forgiveness? Where's God's goodness? Where's your willingness to yield? He said, if you'll do it, I'll forgive. Now who's going to stop it? What the Roman says, boy, let me get Lord. Okay. Roman 8:31, and I ain't promising that. I'm gonna obey God what I'm gonna do. That's what I promise you. I'm going to obey God. That's what I promise. Amen. Roman, listen to this. Roman 8:31. Listen what it says. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spares not his own son, but delivers him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? And who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? Are you God elect? If God is willing to forgive you and set you right, who else can stand up and say something? I don't approve of that. See, what it is, God wants you to grow up so you don't get in that mess. If you get in that kind of stuff, once you find out how to live, and you'll live God's way, and God never leads you into a mess. Amen. He always leads you from victory to victory to victory. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So, having said all that, put Philippians 4:6-8, Amplified Classic. We are talking about the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God. We're talking about becoming God inside what? Minded. Becoming God inside minded. Philippians 4:6-8. Excuse me. Philippians 4:6-8. Look what it says. See, when you learn how to get into the perfect will of God, how to become God inside minded. See, because all this other stuff that Satan is presenting to you, I don't care what kind of package he's bringing in, sometimes they wrap so pretty. They look so good. It sounds so good. And that's why you can't trust your mind or your flesh. You have to trust the word of God. Trust the spirit of God. He said, do not fret. See, when you pray about something, he said, do not fret or have what? Any anxiety about anything. I say that's living free. I say that's living good. I say that's living a life filled with peace. Any anxiety about anything. But what? But in every circumstance and in everything by prayer. And what? Petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving. Once you pray about something, don't be wrestling over that. That's becoming God inside mind. Because see, God, you settle that. You have settled that. If I pray and ask God anything according to his will, I got it. So I'm not wrestling over trying to figure out how you're going to do it and how it's going to happen and what I'm going to do. And sometimes we let the pressure get to us and push us around and we're so upset. And you're asking how you're doing. We done got so upset. I'm about to lose my mind. What? you rest. Because once you ask something according to the will of God, definite request. You made your request. He said, let it be any thought come up after that. Let it be when that thought shoot up, you just lift your hand and say, thank you, Father God. You have to train yourself. You see, this don't happen. That's like ripe cherry falling off a tree. It takes a while for the cherry to get right on the tree. Right on the tree.